East Coast Breakfast.
So this week we're joined by Simon Carter, who once called Durban home and now lives in Thames Ditton, a charming little town just outside of London in the UK. Good morning, Simon.
How's it, Darren? How's it going?
Okay, man. It's so weird because you used to be my producer and now you're just a stranger.
I know. It's really good to hear your voice as well.
But the biggest thing you miss about Durban?
Oh, 100%. It's the weather.
Yeah, it goes without saying that the weather here in the UK isn't the greatest. And in Durban, I mean, you've got sunshine even in peak winter. It's the sun's still coming up at 6 and going down at 6. You know, you're getting 12 hours of sunshine. Whether you're in the Drakensberg, North Coast, South Coast, the whole of that sort of part of South Africa is just, that subtropical climate is something you take massively for granted.
What's the difference in sort of lifestyles between Durban and Thames Ditton?
I felt like whilst growing up in Durban, you kind of feel part of the community no matter which area you sort of live in or grow up in. You sort of know what's going on the high street, which are the good pubs to go to and the shops and all that kind of stuff. And just that sort of that feeling of community and that geus that's there. Phone the neighbor, can you just check on the kids and the dog and that kind of stuff. Yeah, we've tried to bring some of that here. It's just not quite the same, to be honest. Yeah, I've asked the neighbor once before just to go down and check up on the dog. And he was super reluctant to go and do it. And it's just, not the greatest. It just felt super weird. And it's just like, what? Come on, I'm just asking you to check on the dog.
Do people still ask you where you're from? Do they hear? Do you have an accent or have you assimilated?
The accent is still there. It's not as strong as it used to be. It's stronger when I talk to other South Africans. And then I subconsciously switch to a bit of a silly twang when I'm talking to British people, but they do hear the South African accent there, 100%. They do tend to ask where you're from. They get us confused with Australians and Kiwis a lot.
Yeah.
Which you can either just take on the chin or you can be massively offended with. But
you're allowed to be.
I just kind of, of course. No, I just sort of move on and go, no. Right hemisphere, but not Australian, South African.
What's something about the Brits or the UK that we don't know?
They're obsessed with Pancake Day.
Really?
Obsessed. Have you heard of Pancake Day?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Shrove Tuesday. So essentially the start of Lent, it is called Pancake Day and everyone cooks pancakes and it's all about what different toppings you have, whether it's the lemon and the sugar and the cinnamon or the Nutella. Is there savory toppings? Every restaurant you walk into, every radio station, every television program you watch or listen to is all talking about Pancake Day. It is such a weird and interesting phenomenon. And when I say Pancake Day, I'm talking about crepes, as in like what we in South Africa call a pancake, a crepe. Obsessed with pancakes.
I suppose some people might have tried that here, but I'm sure it would have fallen flat.
Darren, stop speaking crep.
Simon Carter, previously Breakfast Show producer, now producing radio in the UK. Thank you for the catch up.
Thank you, Darren.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.